And now the Davy Consort, St. Borinus. And this is written, as ever, by John Murphy. The historian in me has been bound to reflect how, in the past, in times of trouble, war, tribulation, sorrow, grief, and above all of plague and pestilence, our churches would have been open. That makes this event of COVID-19 quite unlike anything that has occurred in the last two millennia. That should give us pause. No more the comforting lines of chant drifting towards the heavens. No more the bell-like tolling rhythms of the litanies and their responses. Many churches have been streaming their services, and it is now clear to us at St. Borinus we too must get equipped to join this crowd. It will happen from July. It is a good thing to have the possibility to do, because on occasion we can also broadcast the music at Sunday Mass, potentially to a wider audience. Meanwhile, those who must continue in lockdown can at least hear their parish mass. In this interim of lockdown, I know many have sampled the delights of Rome or Canterbury or Westminster, but without their accustomed music and without their congregations, they seem flat affairs to me. That chiefly reflects the new services designed by liturgical reformers in the second half of the 20th century, which are response-driven and by nature didactic. In these times, however, the old form of the Roman Rite is particularly well suited, as it offers ample opportunity for personal reflection and quiet prayer. Daily Mass in this form has been offered at St. Borinus throughout for all those in our parish and in our local communities. As I write, the parish church will be able to reopen for private prayer, although the requirements for risk assessments and cleaning and such are quite demanding for a small church like ours. In July, it is expected that a more normal religious life will be restored, including public mass. There is some more good news in this. For those of you who love music and have never heard the choir, the Davy Consort intend to sing both in July and August this year. Normally, we don't have the choir in the summer. These are usually the months when singers are in demand for festivals and such. Once we get a clear picture of what is to happen, we will endeavour to publish a music list on the Davy Consort website. In these quiet weeks, I've been trying to unearth interesting and new music, of which there's plenty on YouTube and Spotify. If your interest runs to operatic rarities, you can find the operas both of Franz Joseph Haydn and his brother Michael on Spotify. The Haydn brothers' operas are neglected gems. If your taste runs to something between Bel Canto and the Grand Opera of Verdi, try Mercadante and Puccini. Mercadante's Mary, Queen of Scots is great, as is Puccini's wonderful opera Mary Tudor. Neither, I'm afraid, historically accurate. There are also settings of the Mass by Bellini to enjoy, and I'd recommend the wonderful Dvorak setting of the Requiem, which I think much underrated. I also found some rare footage of Ryan Wrigglesworth and Sophie Bevan talking about the Strauss Four Last Songs, which gives you a chance also to hear Sophie and watch Ryan conduct, and that's on YouTube. I know some have been bereaved in recent months. The tragedy of personal loss has been greatly increased by the sadness resulting from so many unceremonious burials and cremations. We hope to help by having a solemn requiem with the Davy Consort in due time, properly to honour those who have died in these uncertain times. The necessary neglect imposed by COVID-19 does not mean they have been forgotten. Finally, as you know, SODC have partly funded the choral pilgrimage. Once again, we must wait upon the government before we can commit to planning for this, but be assured the local parish churches here and about will have an opportunity to hear the consort sing firsthand.